Welcome to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. My name is Sarah Deacon. I am a mom, an artist, black belt martial arts instructor, a life balance coach, and a general inspirer of others. In this podcast, we explore different topics related to physical and mental health, habits for success, creativity, leadership, intentional mindset shifts, and so much more. You're here because you're ready to tap into more of your potential and make an impact in your life. So let's get moving. Here we are. Welcome back to Martial Arts and Crafts. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. My name is Sarah Deacon, and I hope that you are having a wonderful day. Today's podcast episode, we're just going to be talking about life. And the kicker of this one is that there is a winner. There's a winner to the game of life. I'm not affiliated with, Hasbro, Mattel, whoever makes the game of life officially. No affiliation here. I just want to say that, yes, there is a winner. There is winning in the game of life. And if you don't believe me, then let's see if we can get you there and on my side on this. So here's the thing. In life, you've already won. Wait, spoiler alert. That's the end. That's the point I'm getting to with this episode. Maybe I just saved you all 20 minutes of listening to me talk. Let me start again. When I was younger, let's talk about this board game. There was a map, right? Instructions to follow, to have a good life, to win at life. It looked a lot like that game board, the map that I was given. And now that I think back, yeah, the game of life is a very standard map to follow to get you on track to win, right? Go to college or don't, but definitely go to college so that you can get a good job, right? Get a job in your field, something to do with the degree or the studies you've done, right? Get married, buy a house, start a family, collect that paycheck after paycheck after paycheck after paycheck, pay your taxes. Don't forget to do that. Tax season is upon us, right? Spin the wheel or roll the dice or drive on down the road, right? Overcome the obstacles that come up along the way. Oh, you need to fix your car after an accident. I hope you have insurance. Oh, there was a medical issue. Oh, you had a baby. And now, yep, overcome those obstacles. You won a contest. You went bankrupt. Whatever happens. It's been a long time since I've played the game, at least that board game to which I am referring, the object of which is the player who dies with the most stuff wins. Now, is that the real game? Because as I have checked box after box after box, get a job, get married, buy a house, start a family, get that paycheck, pay those taxes, buy the next thing, drive the car, drive the van, because I have more kids than can comfortably fit in a compact sedan. I've checked the boxes. I went to college. I got married. I bought a house. I lost a house. And if I'm being honest, I never really took any time to picture much beyond those check boxes at all back in the day. I never really imagined that my life would look like this today. I live stream these podcasts on YouTube. I am speaking into a fancy microphone to people that I hope will be inspired or encouraged by some of the things that I have to say. I never really pictured that. Never pictured myself standing in front of a martial arts class, getting kids to kick stuff. right? I went to college, like I said, and here's what I chose. I chose a liberal arts major because what the map said, what I was told was that the Bachelor of Arts degree would get me into a good career. Nobody really told me how or what or why, and I didn't really know what kind of career would be for me. So I graduated in 2001. Yes, I am old, I'm sorry. not in spirit, however. So I graduated in 2001, and if some of you remember, a big deal kind of happened where life changed. We're in a period of upheaval in that, in a similar way now. 2001, life changed in ways we couldn't have anticipated, right? With September 11th. And after that. So that was when I graduated. That was the year I graduated college with this degree that was supposed to get me a good job. Well, I started working full-time, but not in my field in which I had my degree. I don't know what that would have been necessarily with an English degree, but I was looking at publishing and I ended up working full-time in a bookstore, which felt about as close as I could get at that time. While I was in college, I dated the man who would become my husband. We got married. We bought a condo in the Washington, D.C. area in 2006, followed by another few years that saw things like the real estate market fail to play out as anticipated. There we went again. So we had our first baby in 2007. We had another in 2012, and we sold our condo on a short sale around that time to avoid foreclosure. That's that house we lost. We had a third baby in 2014, and I still didn't know what I wanted to do for a living after having worked a number of part-time positions while balancing motherhood, spousehood, and personhood throughout my childbearing years. And that's kind of where I stopped looking to check the boxes. I had everything I ever wanted, everything anyone ever told me I should want. And aside from those few bumps along the way, it worked out okay. I've been there, I've done that. College, check. Job, check. But it was never a career. Right? Marriage, check. Kids, check, check, check. Taxes, check, check to infinity. I've done all the things, and mostly in the order in which I was told to do them. Now I'm an adult. I have a house, I have a mortgage, and more than a little bit of student loan debt. The map didn't really get me where I thought it would. In some ways it did. I do have everything I thought I wanted in life, which is all great. But there was a time where checking those boxes, I appreciated it. And I was glad that I had the house and the kids, the jobs that I had. And it was fine until it wasn't. Because I still needed something to do, somewhere to go, something to learn, and someone to serve. I was called to be more than okay, because life was okay. And then there was this feeling energetically inside that there was more to life than okay. So that's when I started a business, which I never thought I would do. I saw my mom start her own business and I was like, that's crazy. I don't want any part of that. Just let me go to work. Let someone else deal with all the headaches, all the sales, all the marketing, all the stuff that goes along with running a business, even if it's just one person, right? I didn't want any of that. I wanted to leave work at work and be home at home. Well, life didn't work out that way. I started my own business. I returned to more of my passions. I started designing my own map. And now here I am. I'm playing my own game, doing all the right things. And I'm putting air quotes, right things, right? Led to some unexpected challenges and disappointments, which if you look at the game, the map of life, I mean, we all suffer those things, those challenges, those setbacks, a short sale, a foreclosure, a job that didn't work out the way we thought it would. People in our lives we thought would be there and weren't. People who we thought wouldn't be there that were. All of those unexpected things, disappointments, and also so many incredible blessings. Over the years, I've learned that the same game board won't work out for everyone. There has to be a larger goal at the end than counting up all of the colorful paper money and comparing piles with your competitors. Maybe, I thought, maybe there is a way for everyone to win. Here we are. What I've learned from the game of real life is that relationships matter more than scorecards. Passion does not always lead to a profession, but it can. A degree is just a piece of paper, but the process of earning it is where the real value is. And learning can happen anywhere. Life is in the here and now. And when I get to the end of the game, I don't care how much stuff I have, as long as the people I leave behind feel grateful to have had me in their lives. I'm already a winner because I'm here to play. So whether you're just starting out on your journey, spinning the wheel for the first time, or maybe you're already a seasoned traveler on this colorful path, I want to encourage you to step off the board every once in a while and go where there is no map. Because figuring out what your game board is going to look like is probably the best thing you can do for yourself. You're not meant to fit in a mold. Checking someone else's boxes on a list from a different time, a different era, is not going to get you to your best life. Creating your own version of success is what's going to take you further than anything else that's out there. If you want certain things for your life because you think that having those things is what's going to fulfill you, I want to invite you to challenge that expectation, because fulfillment is rarely found in things. Underneath those desires might be some programming, might be something someone told you. Maybe this way or that way is how to win at life. Ask if this is true for you. Because what might be true for them might not be true for you. And only you can know that. So it might be true, but it might be coming from something outside of you. Look instead at the kind of person you want to be. When you get to the end of the road, what's going to mean the most? Where you lived or how you lived? What you had or how you made people feel? And I'm not here to dump on the board game, the game of life. I think that board game did what it did. It did it well. It introduced us to the concepts of how to function as an adult in a certain section of society in a fun and colorful way, right? To function in society, yes, we need to earn money. We need to build relationships, and we need to have the basic necessities of survival, food, shelter, clothing, people. That car full of little pegs, that's the people, right? We need those relationships as a need just as much as any of the other physical things. But at the same time, this game, it has its limits, because again, it hasn't translated as well to the modern way of doing things. I know so many fantastic young people who are entrepreneurs, who are making a living doing something they love and learning how to make it a business, make it sustainable, and make it, you know, self-perpetuating. That's the word. And as a business owner and entrepreneur myself, I am seeing so many opportunities to connect, to collaborate, to serve in a way that is honoring to my values and honoring to my passions and is not necessarily scripted or laid out perfectly for who I am and how I move through the world. And that's where I have to just make my own map. Human imagination, our power and our capacity for expansion is literally limitless. It's entirely limitless. We have an infinite amount of potential to do whatever we want to. Anything we can imagine. It's all possible and everyone can win. And I think something I'm especially sitting here with today as I'm recording this particular episode is the miracle of people here alive, spending time together. We're all connected, and our thoughts and our perspectives are valuable. Our perception matters because the way you see the world is the way you will experience the world. They say you don't see things as they are, you see things as you are. And I think that's really powerful and something important to remember, because even the things that we can judge to be negative or destructive in our lives, they can actually turn into opportunities and possibilities and inspiration if we think about them a little bit differently. And we can't always do that on our own. A lot of times we need support and we need help. We need outside handholding or guidance to get there for ourselves. And that's why it's such a beautiful and amazing thing that we do live in community with each other. We are connected. And when I say that you have already won the game of life just by being here, I mean it. It is a rare miracle that you are here as exactly the person you are. And I want to inspire you and encourage you to tap into your miraculousness. Believe that you're here for a reason and figure out what it is and then do it on purpose, right? And that's a Dolly Parton quote. Find out who you are, then do it on purpose. And I love that. And I think, again, we're here, we're alive, we're in this moment. You're listening to me speak. I've gone off script now, but you create your own game. And by being creative in that way for yourself and to tap into your unique you-ness, your unique gifts, by creating that way for yourself, you are winning. You're miles ahead of where people who aren't taking the time to tap into their own power are living. And even those people, they have the same potential. You have the same potential as anyone else, as anyone you look up to, as anyone who inspires you. You have the same potential. It's not going to look the same when it comes for you or from you. And that is what makes this life so beautiful. That's what makes me feel like a winner every time I get to experience somebody else's unique gifts that they are freely giving to the world. Sometimes I even willingly pay for other people's gifts so that I can be a part of their genius, their magic, their miracle. So I want to challenge you today to think about some of your previous life aspirations and consider how they align with your current identity, with the person that you are now and with the person that you are looking to become. Think about your life. Think about your choices. Think of the boxes you have checked. Maybe they've worked out well for you. Maybe they haven't. Maybe it's most likely a combination of both. There's a bigger and at play in the universe. I'll talk about that probably on a future episode. Talk about the and. I've talked about it before. We'll go deeper later. And here I am. If you would love to talk to me about this, about how you're living in alignment with your purpose or not, and maybe how you can readjust and realign, I would love to connect with you. So please find a way to do that. I always leave all my links in the show notes. You can find me on mymartialartsandcrafts.com and mymartialarts, the letter N, crafts. That's the web address and the social handles on Instagram and Facebook. You can learn more about the coaching service I offer for life balance and, I don't know, recalibration, meeting your goals, taking you from bonkers to balance. And you can learn more about that coaching on sarahdeacon.com and my handles for social for the coaching business, Sarah Deacon Coach, on the things, Facebook, Instagram. Thanks again for tuning in, and I will talk to you next time.